Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
So a good time will be had by all, Michael. Michael Harrison is here. This is the official Talk Radio Countdown Show, as opposed to all those fakers who are doing a phony baloney job at going through the issues of the week. Except no substitutes. This is the real thing with the real McCoy. And Mr. McCoy is played by Mr. Harrison. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher, Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen here to work around the issues that Michael feels are important for us to extrapolate a little bit more info on. There are a lot of couple of new things this week and different angles on things. So, Michael, shall we start with our discussion by going through the stories, the charts for this week, the week of May 16th to the 20th?
Yeah, let's do it. At number 10, there were actually UFO hearings in Washington this week.
Yeah.
At number 9, we have sports, the NBA and NHL playoffs. And the women in U.S. soccer finally have achieved equal pay. That's been a controversy that's been brewing for a number of years. At number 8, Elon Musk and Twitter, along with a whole bunch of other social media issues, but that story just grinds on. It's about a month old now, or 2 months old. I'm not sure. It's starting to get boring. Roe v. Wade at number 7. Number 6, crime and violence tied with immigration. At number 5, the Buffalo shooting, the tragedy in Buffalo. And that's tied with a concept called Great Replacement Theory. And at number 4, COVID-19. Number 3, the Russia-Ukraine war and foreign affairs. Number 2, the economy. And a major part of that is the baby formula crisis that has reached the level of number 2. And it would have been number 1 if it weren't for the fact that we had primaries this week and partisan politics is at number 1. On the People Survey, we have the new press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, or Jean Pierre. Elon Musk is 9. Samuel Alito is at 8. Peyton Gendron tied with Tucker Carlson at number 7. It's surrounding the Buffalo shooting and the Great Replacement Theory issue. Vladimir Putin is at 6, Jerome Powell's at 5, Madison Cawthorn at 4, Dr. Mehmet Oz and David McCormick at number 3. The Pennsylvania primary got a lot of interest, and it still isn't settled. Donald Trump is at 2, and Joe Biden is at number 1. Another week full of tumult and trouble, turmoil, and controversy.
All those fun things that we love to talk about. Well, there are, as you said, some things. This mass shooter in Buffalo, 18-year-old kid. How, when you've listened around and looked around, handling this is becoming these things. It's like this every weekend in Chicago. Nobody seems to pay any attention to it. When it happens in a place like Buffalo, the story about the fellow who did all of this and the questions, which are the same questions that we ask over and over and over again. So why even talk about it if they don't usually, do you think that the object, the object for people to talk about things on the radio is get people to listen to the radio, get ratings, and sell advertising. But in terms of what comes out of these conversations, how does the audience feel with regard to the same storyline being discussed by folks over and over again? There's nothing new here. It's all the same young white kid, angry, shouldn't have had a gun, and so on it goes.
Well, this is what's happening, and your question's kind of convoluted. Are you saying people listen to it?
I think this whole business about violence is convoluted, Michael. The fact that there's so much of it, and it's so easy, apparently, for people, even if they're on the authorities, if they're on their watch list or on their radar, they still can pull this stuff off with seeming ease.
Well,
easy.
I mean, that comes from living in a country that has certain freedoms. the more you want to regulate potential crime and violence, the more you have to have police. and laws and surveillance and all kinds of curfews and point checks. And, you know, that's why people have police states. That's why people give up their freedom for security. Mm-hmm. In a country where people don't trust each other, it's very easy for authoritarians to take over.
Do we trust each other here?
Well, not as much as we should. Not as much as we would if we lived in a perfect world. Mm-hmm. I mean, some of the distrust we have for each other is well founded, don't you think?
I
mean,
I do. Yes.
Do you leave your doors unlocked at night because it's the right thing to believe in your fellow man? I mean, come on.
So, but as far as an area where it doesn't, I don't lock my doors at night.
Well, let everybody know. I mean, I think that's smart. Tell me, why don't you give me your address too while you're at it?
Really?
But
the keys
is,
in the car. Yeah.
Right. I mean, you know, heck, Mabel, you know, you're a trusting soul. I mean, you believe in your fellow human. But that's what it comes down to.
I just don't believe they can find their way to my house. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, you sit there all red-faced, probably go, what did I say?
Go ahead.
No, I think we live in a dangerous world, and frankly, I think human beings are dangerous animals, and I think that we're complicated, and I think that it's always been that way. But mm-hmm. in terms of your question of why do we talk about the same thing over and over, why do we play the same music over and over, why do we watch the same movies, why are some shows on for 20 years? It's the way things go. But these are things of reality. I mean, are you suggesting that some white kid shooting up 10 people in a supermarket in Buffalo is not worthy of being talked about? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm suggesting that it is not anything that we seem to be doing. We're reacting to it. We're not acting to do something about it.
When you say we, do you mean talk radio, or do you mean police, or do you mean government?
I know better than to expect a solution out of talk radio, so maybe it's just the world in general. There's just so much. I think I told the story on the air last week. I was at the emergency room for a procedure a week ago Sunday, and it was the most awful experience I've had in a long time. I looked at those human beings that were in there and wondered, what in the name of God is happening to our country? And to the world, when these are people like subhumans. And is that judgmental? Now, if you watch the way this one woman I'm thinking about treated her child, and the child in turn, what he did to get away from his mother, and how the rest of the people who were just sitting there waiting to see a doctor got accosted by this kid, and the mother just sat there and laughed, I'm thinking of, like she was a, like she had, we're breeding subhumans. That's what it looks like to me, and there's way too much of it. People would rather, you know, you look at the story on the economy this week, which is number two, the number of people, the number of jobless claims went up this week. Well, in what reality does that make any sense, given the fact that every place you go in your town and my town and everybody who's listening's town, they help wanted signs on every business in town? So how is it now we're going back to collecting and the government is making it easy for people not to work? Again.
Now basically what you're saying is I'm getting the impression you're not so enamored with your fellow human. I mean, that's
some I am,
maybe,
I guess, and
maybe,
some I'm not.
Maybe you should keep your doors locked because that woman's kid might find out where you live and come and terrorize you.
Yeah,
how old
yeah.
was this kid?
7 years old.
7 years old. And did anybody say anything to her? Like, hey, take control of your kid, jerk?
I didn't say it that way, but the kid came over and kicked me in the shins, and I said to the mother, what is the story with your son? And she just looked at me. Say a thing. The kid went up, he went to the next person sitting in the chair in the lobby and kicked him in the shins.
Do you believe in the old adage, spare the rod, spoil the child?
I'm not sure that I believe in that adage, but I don't, and I'm not sure that corporal punishment ever does any real good.
How about you're short of corporal punishment, because we all agree that, you know, hitting a kid is not a good idea, but holding kids responsible.
Yes, absolutely. You have to. Like, we're held accountable for our actions. Children need to learn that they're held accountable by being held accountable. This is your job. Your job is to do well in school, not to sit home and play on a computer, play games, spend a lot of time with your iPhone talking to your friends. That's not your job. Your job is to prepare yourself to be an adult and to do well in school. That's your job. And to help around the house, because they, the children of the world, need to learn responsibility. So many parents don't have their children do that now because, oh, I don't want Johnny to have to work too hard. Really, how do you teach him the value of work then if you don't, if he doesn't or she doesn't understand what there is, what's the impact of having a job or not having a job, what you can do. Anyway, I'm over to.
Well, so, I agree with you. Some parents are in the business of wanting to be friends or liked by their kids, and they don't have the fortitude to have their kids be angry at them and dislike them. Mm-hmm. It's too much work to discipline them. That's on one level. But the other level is they figure that their children will grow up and reward them with good behavior and appreciation. Right. Mm-hmm. If they are kind and gentle and supportive and go along with everything the kid wants, that somehow the kid will turn around and say, wow, I was raised by such loving parents. I'm going to be a good person, and I'm going to take care of my parents when they get old. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work that way in most cases. In most cases, you have to teach your children that there are rewards and consequences to everything.
Yep,
that's what it comes down to.
It is, and yet that isn't being taught because people can get something for nothing. Thus, the unemployment rate goes up because people find it easier to collect than they do to drive to work. It's 18 past the hour.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. we teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 after the hour now. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with our weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show, discussion of the stories and other ancillary things that are apparently very important to discuss on some of your favorite news talk radio stations. We take license a bit. We've given you the list, the stories. We picked some of the things out of that list to talk about. I thought it was interesting this week, Michael, that the Ukrainians said that they can take out the Russian ships. I thought that was really kind of a... I saw that and I thought, okay. And then, in between the lines, you know, Boeing has had its problems. Boeing and its commercial airline division have had their problems with 737, the 787, and they're just now getting back to getting a lot of orders. But because the military part of their business is becoming bigger than the commercial airliner business, they moved their headquarters to Washington. And this week, I thought it was interesting, the first thing that came out of the White House's mouth was that they had moved some Boeing-made Harpoon missiles into the Ukrainian arsenal so they could use that. They made, but they didn't just say a missile. They said a Boeing-made missile, as if to highlight the fact that Boeing is an important company. Well, it is an important company. But
well, it's sort of like branding. It's like having your name on the sneakers of an NFL player. You know, you get to have your name on a missile.
Yeah.
You know, it's like NASCAR.
That's an interesting way of looking at it. Yeah. Well, listen. So, are they going to sink the ships? All I can think of.
Well, they are sinking the ships. You know, what Russia has learned is that there is an inconvenience to declaring war on another nation. And that they're sending their young soldiers into harm's way. They're dying. Thousands of Russian youth are dead. They're losing tanks. They're losing ships. And they're losing their mystique. Now, they'll probably win this war eventually, but...
Who, the Russians?
Eventually, if they stick it out, they're going to eventually wear Ukraine down, eventually, but that eventually is the key to the whole thing. How much stomach do the Russians have, both their government and its people, to put up with all of this bloodshed, this catastrophe, for the sake of what? Didn't we face that in Vietnam?
They faced it in Afghanistan. Yep.
Right. And Rambo wiped out half of the Russian army in one day. It was an amazing thing to witness.
That's true. It was. Yes, right. And so there is conversation going on with the Russian chief generals apparently somebody in the Pentagon was able to talk to somebody in the Russian equivalent to the Pentagon to find out, to get to the mutual interest. The discussion was, and I thought this was pretty interesting, that an American general spoke to a Russian general about what's going on in Ukraine and what can be done, because the other leaders, and nobody else talking about that, and nobody in our government is talking. You wonder, was that something the president said, hey, call this guy up and see what you can learn and see what's going on? But it's the first time they have spoken. Apparently they're friends or friendly. First time they've spoken since the invasion, spoke by telephone this week. And they went on for an hour or so. They agreed to keep the lines of communication open. So what does that tell you, really, about what's going on here? Do we really, you know, it just, that seems kind of strange to me. Although Putin hasn't talked to Biden, and Biden says he doesn't want to talk to Putin. But in the meantime, yeah, it looks like there's a bit of a chess game going on here to me. What do you think?
Oh, total chess game. Absolutely. But no, none of us really know what's going on. And I sometimes think that the people in power don't know what's going on. The world is a large, messy place. I mean, there's so many elements to it. How the heck could Biden sitting there at his desk in the Oval Office really have a grasp of what the hell's going on in Ukraine or in these battles or in the Kremlin?
Yeah, I think you're right about that. All right, we continue. Another half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show coming up. It's 28 after the hour.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all working that play.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The first international shipment of baby formula will soon be available to help ease the nationwide shortage.
It would take approximately 2 weeks for the normal commercial process to work. As a result of the United States military's involvement, we're going to get this here in a matter of days.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack saying the first batch from Operation Fly Formula landed in Indiana Sunday aboard an Air Force C-17 cargo plane from Germany. More of your tax dollars heading to Ukraine. The United States is sending $40 billion in security and humanitarian aid to the country. The White House saying President Biden signed the legislation while on his trip to Asia. The president is now in Japan on the second leg of his first trip to Asia since taking office. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A border policy put in place by former President Trump is not ending on Monday. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, Ellie Andrews has the details.
A federal judge has blocked the Biden administration from lifting a pandemic border restriction known as Title 42. The public health order, which had been set to end on Monday, would have allowed thousands of migrants arriving at U.S.-Mexico border each day to enter the immigration system and apply for asylum for the first time in over 2 years. Bill Hing, a law professor and director of Immigration and Deportation Defense Clinic at the University of San Francisco, says it was a procedural ruling.
The judge listened to Arizona and Louisiana, who are the two lead states filing this lawsuit. They argued, before you can issue a rule like this, lifting the ban, you've got to analyze the effect that it's going to have on our states in terms of extra health care, extra costs. The judge agreed.
Actor Johnny Depp will take the witness stand on Monday in his defamation trial against Amber Heard. The defense is expected to rest their case early in the week. And Tiger Woods withdrew from the PGA Championship this weekend. Woods shooting a 9-over par 79 on Saturday, one of the worst rounds of his career. It's the first time Woods has withdrawn from a major tournament as a professional. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Best easygoing white guys, that's Michael and Doug. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. Michael is the editor and publisher of the fabulous Talkers Magazine, which is the Bible of the talk radio industry. Each week it's chock full of information. I know Michael always says, well, we don't really do it. It's for the trades. It's not for the public. But you can always go there to talkers.com and check out what's going on, the news, perhaps of your favorite hosts. Information about what's going on behind the scenes, it's all there in Talkers at Talkers.com.
Yep. So.
Yes.
Same. I was going to say, yeah, you're right. It's behind the scenes. You know, a lot of people, it's not a fan magazine, but then again, people, I find more and more with the information age and the digital era and interactive media that fans of sports and of radio and of movies and television have a great interest in what goes on behind the scenes and have a great influence over what goes on behind the scenes. That it, especially in television, in dramas and comedies and ongoing series, the fans are dictating to the producers, the directors, and the writers what they want. And they're loud, and they've got chat rooms, and they've got YouTube videos, and they've got their own, you know, grassroots criticism going on, and they are influencing Hollywood. It's amazing.
You know, it's very interesting. It's like you are psychic. The whole business of watching television shows. I have three or four favorite shows, and it's the end of the season, and so the announcement's being made to everybody who's a fan of a particular show, what's being renewed and what's being canceled. And so I found myself last night when I should have been going to bed reading the whole story of Blue Bloods, the history of the show. I just saw it. It was clickbait. And I went through all of the stars and the storylines and things that were happening behind the scenes. And I found it fascinating. And it was something that I wanted to know more about because I like all the characters and I want to know more about them. Right. One of the reasons that I watch the Wahlbergers is because I like Donnie Wahlberg on Blue Bloods. And I don't know anything about his singing. I know he's a big pop star, but you know, it's kind of interesting. It is. And you like to think that you know these people even though you don't.
that's all part of celebrity, but it's also part of character development. One of the reasons that people watch shows like Law and Order that has been on for 21 seasons and has about 5 offshoots, or Star Trek, or a number of shows that have gone for years.
Yes, yeah, shows.
Right. Is because the viewers develop a relationship with the characters and actually feel when they're watching these shows that they're spending time with friends.
Yeah.
There's a companionship element to it that's remarkable. It's remarkable.
It really is. You know, it's interesting you say that because whenever there's a major change, for example, NCIS came out of JAG. Remember that show?
Sure.
And from JAG, that was the NCIS brand was born, and Harmon took the role. Don Johnson had been offered at first, and he didn't take it. And then they went, I think they went to two or three other people before they came to Mark Harmon. And then Mark Harmon became the symbol of the show.
What a brand for him.
Right, and it became the number one show, and he became the number one highest paid guy on TV, and so forth and so on. So when CSI came back, when CBS wanted to bring CSI and the two major stars back and agreed to pay them $2 million an episode apiece to get them back, Harmon said, okay, you're going to pay them $2 million? You're going to pay me $2 million. And CBS said, no, we can't do that. And Harmon says, well, if you don't think that it's worth it to have me in the show, then I'm walking. And they thought he was bluffing, and he wasn't. He just took a hike. So now the show is off. In the first season, it was like off 12%. Now it's down like 20% because, as you just said, the show was built around him and his character.
Yeah, people like him.
Yeah,
I once mentioned something to you. You probably forgot. You know, Mark Harmon's an interesting character. I once played basketball with him many years ago. The Rockers versus the Actors for a charity at Beverly Hills High School, and he was on the opposite. The actor
really?
Was on the Rockers. Yeah, and he's really a very nice guy. It was a lot of fun. But
yeah,
the first time I saw your picture, which was in 1990. When I first became familiar with you 32 years ago when we launched Talkers, I thought you looked like him. And you
Harmon.
Still do. Yeah, you and Harmon have you ever been told that by anybody but me?
I've been told that I look alike. I was told I look like Robert Conrad more than
a little bit too.
Still. Yeah.
A cross between Conrad and Harmon. It's funny. You missed your calling. You should have been an actor.
Well,
now you're too old and ugly. But back then, no, I'm kidding.
I was asked to do a...
You could play a judge on Law and Order. You could play
that. Yeah. I was asked to do I was asked by the Goodson Todman people. I was asked if I was interested in being a game show host once. So when I was, you know, probably, I don't know, what's the height of anybody's career? When is that?
Could do that. You
I was going... Well, but listen to this. I didn't do it because it would interfere with me being on my farm in the summertime. So I didn't do it. It was the dumbest probably in the... decision
well, I
ever
mean,
made. But
I mean, people listening to this broadcast may not realize that all this talk about your farm is real, that you have a remarkable history of having run a really successful radio career, and you're a farmer. Matter of fact, there's one of your cows calling in right
now. Exactly, right now. 8:40 is East Coast time, 7:40 in the... Well, we don't have to do time. It's 40 past the hour. Stand by for more.
The amplitude of your voice. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. For hundreds of thousands of years of our existence as a species, human beings were unable to reach the sheer volume of others that we currently now can. Since Gutenberg, the possibility of sharing our ideas widely and in ways that are designed to last from generation to generation has captivated the hearts and minds and spirits of countless people who hope to influence the world. And now that you, like me, have access to actually sharing your ideas with the entire world through social media platforms that can instantaneously be accessed by billions, my question to you is, are you truly sharing the best of who you are with what you post? Because many people sacrifice greatly for you to be able to have the voice you now have. So my hope is that you are using that voice to reflect your best self. Visit drchristianconti.com for more.
A mentor program director from my L.A. radio days would remind the on-air talent that our job every time we opened the microphone was to elicit a positive emotional response, something that would encourage or uplift our audience in a way that would cause him or her to be thankful for being there at that moment in time. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. Now, radio is an emotional medium, and this idea caught on and grew the station's popularity to unprecedented audience numbers. This idea impacted me so that I started applying it to other areas of my life with my family and business encounters. It was almost immediate and changed my perspective. Imagine what would happen if we approached all our encounters with the objective of eliciting a positive emotional response, especially today when contention is getting more attention than it deserves. I found this concept to have universal appeal and application. Try it and see for yourself.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Snapchat has been around since 2011, believe it or not. But for those of you not so familiar with this social media platform, it's an instant messaging app that allows users to share photos and messages, but they're only available for a limited time before they disappear. Matt McGowan from Snap has more.
We view ourselves first and foremost as a camera company, and we do that because when you open the app, you actually open to the camera. There's no, like, wall, there's no information, nothing. It's literally, you're opening the app, you're looking at the world in front of you. And we believe that by reinventing the camera, basically represents our greatest opportunity to improve people's lives and the way they communicate. And we're very much focused on connecting friends, colleagues, and family via our platform.
And Snap is available for iOS and Android. Head over to snap.com for more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
All right, 44 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. We talk about the issues. We talk about the personalities. There's a fellow that I like a whole lot, and now I'm completely blanking on his name, who does mornings in Baltimore, who's been on a lot of panels at Talkers Magazine, and he was in the hospital this weekend.
Oh, Larry Young.
Larry Young.
Larry Young.
I want him to be my grandfather.
Yeah,
diabetes, I guess, didn't he? Or something?
Diabetes, and then he got an infection in his toe and lost part of his leg. He's in his 70s, 25 years, morning host on the African-American community station, WOLB. He's he goes on the air every morning and then spends the rest of his day helping people in the community. Just helping people.
Good, he's a wonderful guy.
Yeah, he's a total wonderful man. He's getting the Lifetime Achievement Award at our convention in June.
Oh, good. Yeah.
And, we like him a lot.
Yep. Number 7 on the issues list this week is Roe v. Wade. I find it interesting looking around at all of the back and forth, the questions that have come up. Could states stop abortions on Native American lands? This is back to what I was saying. There's so many angles to this. The political angle, the personalities on the Supreme Court, the business about what happens state by state. Is it home rule? And now we're down to the nuance of whether or not some states there, for example, in Oklahoma, the governor there hinted at retribution to the, do we call them indigenous peoples, I guess, if abortions are performed on tribal lands. Because, you know, a lot of people, if this thing gets done, people are going to get them done. They're going to find places to get them done. And so apparently in the past, one of the places you could go when it was illegal was to tribal home of certain groups to get an abortion, a safe one. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's, I hadn't followed it that closely. That's fascinating. Yeah, well, but then again, you know, there's a whole subject of interest, our relationship with indigenous peoples, with Native Americans, with reservations. Look at the gambling issue over the years, the way the casinos, and it's just, it's a complicated situation, this thing called the United States of America. It's an unwieldy major.
Does it work?
It works in some ways, but it takes a lot of work to make it work. Mm-hmm. It takes constant vigilance to make this enterprise known as the United States of America work. We have, you know, terms like the will of the American people, the what is this thing called the American people? Just by assuming there's assuming there's such a thing as the American people puts you on the wrong path. This is a diverse nation of, it's a mosaic, they call it a melting pot. Yeah. It's a, well, and hasn't it been divided before? Do you think the history of the United States has been, you know, a love fest? Take off the, I don't mean you, but take off the rose-colored glasses and look at the history of the United States. Yeah. And this has been a struggle to make this experiment work. And in many ways, it's fails, and in other ways,
we work against ourselves. It's way too much. Yeah.
But
this week,
it's still a great place to be.
Absolutely. Me too. The MH interview, Michael Harrison's interview that he does every week. You can find it on Podcast One, MHInterview.com, also Talkers.com. So who's in the spotlight this week?
A radio insider, a fellow behind the scenes, a manager type of radio syndication. His name is Dennis Green. And people who love radio, back to what we were talking about before, inside the business, behind the scenes, they're going to love this. It's a real radio conversation.
Right, about with real radio guys. This fellow's been around for a long time. He's also on the Radio Hall of Fame Committee.
Yeah, he
hopes to decide who goes in to the Radio Hall of Fame. Yeah, interesting.
It's a deep dive conversation about the past, present, and future of radio. Lots of names people recall, talking about them, personality profiles, a little bit of nostalgia, and a little bit of a discussion about the sports world. We get into the whole thing of betting and how it's affecting the culture of sports radio, and whether or not gambling and betting, we mentioned the reservations before, is betting on sports a dangerous thing for young people who might be induced into becoming gambling addicts, and we talked about that too. It's a really good conversation. MHInterview.com. I think people who would listen to the Talk Radio Countdown show will also enjoy that interview.
Yeah, oh, well, I think that's the case with most, if not all, of them that you do, because they're aimed at attracting people who are into or understand the world of talk. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine with our Talk Radio Countdown show, 10 before the hour.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's now time for us at 53 after the hour to check the top five items from the world of technology this week. The countdown from number five to number one will be handled gracefully and intelligently by Victoria Keelan, who's here to start with number five on the list, a question about children and smartphones.
Yeah, so a recent survey of 5,000 kids found that in 2021, 37% of 11-year-olds had a smartphone, 91% of 14-year-olds have one. So, excuse me, so the pandemic obviously changed the way that kids learned and spent their free time, and according to Common Sense Media, who did this survey, screen use for teens and tweens has grown by 17% since 2019. Now, that is before the pandemic versus into the pandemic. Now, a lot of parents feel pressure to make sure that their kids are, you know, are keeping up with their peers to prevent bullying, things like that. A lot of parents feel it's important that kids can text with friends or have a phone for safety reasons. But some parents in a group called Wait Until Eighth are encouraging parents to wait until at least the eighth grade to give kids a smartphone, which would put kids around 12 or 13 years old. Now, this network is 40,000 families strong so far, and they've seen a 25% increase in participation in the last year. So a lot of parents are really on the fence about this, and it remains a big debate of how young is too young, how old is too old, and what type of tech kids should be carrying around.
All right. Number four is a focus on your bill from Verizon, and I would tell you that it's not good news.
Right, so a lot of Verizon customers are going to see a few extra dollars on their next phone bill. Starting in June, Verizon's raising the administrative fee that it charges customers by $1.35. So that'll be $3.30 per voice line. So if you have a family line, this is going to affect each individual line. And so naturally, Verizon was very vague about what this administrative fee is and why they're doing this. And, you know, they just sort of gave the same.
It's called
same
highway line. Robbery. That's what it is. That's there.
They're not alone. AT&T has their own administrative fee on bills. And they actually even went through a class action settlement in California so that they could keep charging customers this administrative fee. And they've had a lot of criticism, of course, from it because People have alleged that Verizon is now using this fee to just basically pad its margins without really raising the price of the plan. So it's a lot of, like, you know, what's that old magic trick where there's, you know, three things are shuffling around and the truth is somewhere in there? It's kind of like that with Verizon.
Right. Yep.
Well, no, like the card game, you know, like the thing on the table. There you go.
That's a game I never played, Victoria. Number three on our list as we count down to number one. The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. Or are they? Actually, they aren't. Google is leaving. I think that's how we can kind of...
Russia's coming for Google. How about that? So Google's Russian subsidiary is going to file for bankruptcy, and they said they can just no longer afford to operate. This is the Russian branch that has... In 2021, they made over $2 billion in profit. They employ over 100 workers. But Russia has cracked down so much on Google, and they fined them millions and millions of dollars numerous times. And there's really no way that Google can actually conduct business anymore. And Apple and Meta, which is Facebook, and Microsoft have all suspended their operations in Russia, but we have not heard yet if they also are going to declare bankruptcy for those Russian branches. So far, it is just Google that has said they're throwing in the towel. Now, they also said that the free services that they offer, like Google Search and Google Chrome, those will still be available in Russia. And a lot of advocates have said that that's actually important for people in Russia who really maybe want another perspective other than the Russian state media that they're being force-fed. And so that having access to the Internet is really essential to spread the word that, you know, Putin is lying to his people.
Yeah. Shock.
I know.
Number
shock,
two.
Right.
What the Dems want from TikTok and Facebook...
Well, this is also related to the invasion of Ukraine. So there are four congressional Democrats this week who sent a formal request to the CEOs of YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, and Facebook to archive any content of Russian war crimes that may be happening. So as of right now, social media users are posting graphic images and videos throughout this whole invasion of Ukraine. But because these platforms have sensitivity warnings and they have different, you know, content rules, they're pulling these videos down. So what these four Democrats are saying, and I'm assuming this is, there's more at this point of a bipartisan support for this, they're saying, look, you know, you've got to archive all of this info because this is evidence of a war crime.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure. And number one, quickly, Twitter.
Well, Twitter says they're not letting Elon Musk out of this deal, and it's a $44 billion deal. Musk is definitely trying to wriggle his way out of it, but they're not letting him go. So he's
59
stuck.
Past the hour.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID four times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had two clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325.